The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, podcast and radio listeners. Jay Garvin's here, host of the Jay Garvin Show, right here in the studios in the Pikes Peak region, KRDO News Radio over at 8th Street, right on the rim of the beautiful downtown Colorado Springs. If you're listening locally, good morning. It's Saturday or possibly Sunday. And if you're listening by podcast, I have a great view outside of the studio of the United States Olympic and Paralympic Museum. The Olympics are going on. We got word that the little gymnast Lee this last week won the gold, and I'm a previous gymnast, so that's near and dear to my heart. I love the Olympics. I've not watched them this year, I have to confess. I no longer have network or cable TV. I do the occasional streaming, but mostly reading for podcast and radio listeners like you. And if you're listening to my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay. I'm your friend. You can call me at 330-1457. Let me be very straightforward. I come here to give information with the heart of a teacher, inform you, educate you, give you different opinions and some facts. But I do it to earn your business in your next refinance and purchase transaction. That's what pays the bills, keeps the lights on, have kept us on the radio here, Matt, my producer, and I, for 10 years, bringing this podcast and radio show to you for free, along with my amazing partners, Bill McAfee at Empire Title, Jason Holmes at Rocky Mountain Climate with Train Corporation and his backing, Justin Hermes from Remax Properties, the Hermes team, and of course, Kelsey Cameron, the manager of Colorado Springs Body Sculpting. And then we've got Jose as well that has been supporting us as of late with Pikes Peak Garage Door. Of course, we have Austin Darby with Main Street Insurance. I appreciate all of you personally. I appreciate your, and of course, the number one sponsor of the radio show is Churchill Mortgage. That's where I hang my shingle. So call me at 330-1457. I would love to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance transaction. It doesn't have to be solely in Colorado. I'm now licensed in New Mexico, in South Dakota, in Tennessee, in South Carolina, in Texas, and in Oklahoma. So friends in those states, but I have friends of mine in all 50 states that can help you. So you call me or go to ChurchillColorado.com. Very, very excited. Churchill Mortgage is a employee-owned company. Sometimes some radio show, I'll do a background on that, but I'm excited to be part of that team more than 5 years now. And what wonderful company affiliated with Dave Ramsey exclusively. And we now, like I said, are 100% team-owned company, not partial, not a fraction, 100% during COVID. We finished purchasing the rest of the company from Mike Hartwick. That announcement and the details will come out later this year, but I'm excited to share that. But today I've got an exciting conversation with you. I believe I'm going to do a three-part series on this title. And first of all, with the opening of my excess energy drink here.
That's the sound of energy.
I came up with this show title over the last 3 weeks. The muse and the premise was the fact that after COVID and even before, we saw dramatically increasing prices of houses. And in Colorado Springs and Pikes Peak region, it has been a consistent positive upward surge of the average and the median home price. But that's not the case nationwide. It may surprise you, but the reality is that all real estate is not created equal in different cities and regions. So with a drum roll, Matt, today's show is titled Real Estate by Region. Putting things into perspective. So putting things into perspective, I've got some information here in front of me. I've been doing a lot of studying. There's a lot more studying to be done. Here's my papers, just like the late, great Rushbo used to wrinkle at his radio listeners. I so do with statistics here on single family home prices and how they're surging. So real estate by region, that's what I want to talk about. Now, with that subject, you have real estate that is surging in value all over the country. I'm going to share with you 2019, some of the top regions of the country, 2020, and now some forecasts for 2021. A lot of this, of course, is happening because we've had historically low rates. They bounced up a little bit at the beginning of the Joe Biden administration. A little bit of Bide inflation. Bada bada boom. But that's a subject for another time. I've already done a three-part show earlier in the summer on inflation. The series was called Return to the Peanut Farm, and you can go to Carideo for that podcast, just carideo.com. You can go right to your iTunes on your smartphone. You can go to Spotify. There's multiple places. You can just call me at 330-1457 if you want a copy of that. But here locally, our median home price has surged all the way up to $450,000 in June of 2021. In January of 2012, it was $178,000. That's almost a 300% increase. 150 to 450, would be a 200% increase. We're at about 170% increase from 2012 when I launched this radio show. And it was flat throughout 2011. 2010 and 2009, and of course you had the crash. But before the Great Recession, home values never exceeded $225,000 in Colorado Springs. And it took until 2013 for that to return back to the highs of 2008. By 2013, they were back. But 2014 through 2020 was a straight trajectory up. But that's the Pikes Peak region. What about the rest of the country? What about California? What about New York? What about Florida? What about Texas? What about Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and everything in between? Is every place in the United States just skyrocketing like Colorado Springs is? 25% increase year to date from last June? We have more than a five-year average in Colorado Springs now, be above 13%. Is that the norm in Boise, Idaho? Is that the norm in Austin, Texas? Is that the norm in New Orleans, Louisiana, or Rochester, New York? And what is the median price in some of those cities? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. I have a lot of different things. I'm first going to look at the national picture, a nationwide picture of where houses are in regions. Second, I'm going to put it into perspective because, believe it or not, there's actually a dozen cities over the last year and 2 years that have depreciated. I'm not talking about value increased at a smaller margin. They actually got less in value. And then finally, I'm going to tell you, how can you take advantage of this? I'm going to do a little bit of teasing for next week, part two of Buy Now, Retire Later. I'm going to review a little bit about a 1031 exchange and how you and your family can take advantage of all of this, because you have to do it. Rates are historically low. We've got conventional loans near kissing 3%, VA and FHA below that. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 330-1457, and I'll return right after these messages to continue the conversation on real estate by region.
Knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Mi casa es tu casa, so it ain't no holding back. Another shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio, and I'm talking today about real estate by region. Now, real estate's important, but you need money to get it. I'm a licensed loan originator. I would love to earn your business. Call me at 719-330-1457. We can start your next purchase or refinance transactions. With rates as historically low as they are, I've helped more than 15 people this year do what I call the extreme makeover mortgage. I have one gentleman that is consolidating all of his debt, more than $70,000 of debt, getting $25,000 cash out, reducing his monthly outgo by more than $550 a month. I'm helping him get a line of equity for another $100,000, and he is then paying his investment property off outright that he has co-signed with his grandma, so can give her the cash, paying off that mortgage, giving her some cash, taking that house, having over $1,800 a month cash flow for that investment property. This kid is less than 30 years old. He's going to pay off the line of equity in less than 7 years. So before he's 35 years old, he will have just a mortgage remaining, an investment property with over $1,700 a month of residual income, and no unsecured debt. That's an extreme makeover mortgage. Other individuals have completed multiple Dave Ramsey baby steps. You want to get an emergency reserve. You want to eliminate all your debt, unsecured debt. You want to get 3 to 6 months of your monthly budget expense in a cash savings accessible account. Then, of course, you want to save at least 10 to 15% for your retirement. Take care of school, either with cash in the bank or pay off your loans. And then you pay your house off early. I have individuals that are doing 4 and 5 of those steps in one transaction, because I'm talking about real estate by region. Call me at 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, where you can take your equity conservatively and use that to eliminate the rest of your unsecured debt. If you have no unsecured debt, you can save faster, pay your house off, go to a 15-year mortgage. There is a lot of different options there. So call me at 330-1457. A lot of this conversation I'm having about real estate by region is directly impacted by the historically low interest rates. Interest rates are historically low again. They went up a little bit in the Biden administration, but then when they alleviated the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac negative pricing hit during COVID for cash out conventional loans, that's now eliminated, and you have exceptionally historically low 30-year fixed interest rates, kissing 30-year mortgage at 3%, 3 1/8, 3 1/4, depending on your, most of all, your loan to value and your credit score and your credit rating. And military, VA, government, FHA loans are all on a fixed loan, less than 3%. 15-year loans, which I strongly suggest. Every one of our investment properties and my primary residence has a 15-year mortgage, or my primary residence we're paying at a 15-year mortgage amortization. Military loans do not price more aggressively on a 15-year mortgage because vets don't use them. So my wife and I refinanced our VA loan on our primary residence down to 2.25% fixed, and then we throw an extra $1,800 a month towards the principal balance. You can do the same, but when I talk about this real estate by region, a large factor there's been big increase is because of the affordability. Let there be no mistake at all, friends. I hope the time at least lasts all the way through the Biden administration, just like it did Obama's administration. Let me be very clear as well. I wish that President Trump was our president, but the mortgage industry had far more affordable rates when President Obama was in office, because he was in office during a great recession. And when Americans are hurting for income and wealth building and their salaries are flat and all of that, sadly enough, most of us live on the equities of our house. So you might as well do it intelligently. And with this conversation of real estate by region, I want to help you put things into perspective. Nationwide, I'm going to share the picture with you here first. Single family home prices are surging year over year. The entire nation has an average of a 24.4% increase. And that's just through June of 2021. That's no different. Colorado Springs has over a 25% surge. But you would think, with Colorado Springs being so close to the average, the median surging house price at 24.4%, ours is at 25, that all houses were created equal. That's not the case. You have some places that have appreciated 30 and 40%. You also have places that have literally been as low as 13%, 3%, and over two-year averages. There is over 10 cities I'm going to share with you throughout the show that have lost value. They're less expensive, less valuable, more affordable today than they were in 2019. And these numbers here, one of the most amazing things that I got a confirmation on is, why are these prices surging? There's a lot of different factors, of course. It is what's called, just like there was a baby boom of building in the 50s and there was a boom of babies being born in the 50s after World War II because there was an absence for 4 years of such activity. The same thing has happened during COVID. Real estate still sold solidly in Colorado Springs, but there was less people selling because of the fear. There was less builders billing because of the contractors, materials, all of that. So there is a surge or a boom after COVID. That's number one. Number two, you have a lot of free money out there right now, and they're trying to get more free money. That's why we're seeing inflationary hedges. But the largest reason that I finally got a confirmation from a gentleman that did a good video online, the millennial cohort are key to the real estate outlook, period. I've been saying it for years. There's more than 72 million to 87 million individuals in the United States that are the ages of 22 to 24 all the way to 40. What we do know is the first millennial born in 1981 turned 40 this year. So there's 72 million buyers that are age 25 to 40. And for homeowners, I help people buy as low as 21 years old. Piper did it this year. There's over 87 million of them. Now, what happens when you're a millennial, a Main Streeter, snowflake, out there growing up, trying to practice adulting, an urban apartment in Boston or Austin or Denver is really cool. You know what's even more cool? Tiny homes.
What you talking about, mister?
What? We're not hearing much about tiny homes anymore. You know why? Because the millennials lost interest. See, because something happens after you start a career and you get a little bit of money and you start dating someone and you guys start accidentally rubbing against each other. Oh my God, it's a baby. We now have the formation of households. And guess what? Apartments on 16th Street in Denver with a baby in a stroller are just not as cool. See those boring houses with front yards and picket fences and places that your dog and cat can run? They're starting to become cool again because the millennials are coming of age. And the tiny home? Tiny home works pretty well until this. Like 7 inches from your head because your whole house is about 300 square feet. It's cool. It's still got glass backsplash panel. It's got granite. It's got your Krupp's coffee maker. It's got your high-end laminate wood flooring. It's just the size of a flipping closet. And that doesn't work for babies. So now, and I'm going to talk during housekeeping about what Colorado Springs is doing for this, but there is over 4 million households expected to be formed in 21 and 22. I've said before, the millennial generation, I think there's 87 million. There's far more than that when adjusted for immigration, call it legal or illegal. The next time you watch any video on TV, tell me if anybody climbing over walls or jumping through rivers in order to make it to United States, if any of them look over 40, any of them. See any 65-year-olds with, you know, walkers coming across, you know, the Rio Grande? No. And I think this is hilarious because the millennials and then a lot of more progressives are like, let the people in. And it's like, hey, that's cool. They're not competing with, you know, my career, my real estate, my family, or my job space. There's no 50 or 60-year-olds coming across the river. They're all 18, 20, 30, maybe 38. And then there's a handful of infants, but the majority of them are between 20 and 40 years old. Neither here nor there, you have more than 4 million households being formed by millennials staying in monogamous relationships, getting married, staying together, calling it what you want. And the number one activity in the world, in United States, in Colorado, in the Pikes Peak region that promotes homeownership, it's not careers, it's not education, it's not the elimination of school debt, it's not even marriage. One more guess, baby. Within 6 months, more than 50% of all the first-time homeowners have a baby. Either 6 months ago or they're forecasting for 6 months in the future. So it's one of the most consistent indicators, and that's happening nationwide. So the cohorts of millennials are what driving this incredible trend. And the single-family home construction, after this huge trend of the largest generation going across the country, everywhere in growing starting careers like Pac-Man, waka, 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 just snapping up money, snapping up degrees, snapping up jobs. It's a supply and demand thing. At the same time, over the last 8 years, 10 years, even going back 12 years to 2008, single-family home construction has been lower than ever, far before COVID. This is all happening on a national trend, folks. And single-family home construction, the median number of homes that we need is more than 1 million homes nationwide, thousands of them in Colorado Springs. We're forecasting for the first time in over 14 years, that's going to be just now in 2021, and COVID delayed that. So on a national trend, when you have an elimination of a supply and increased demand, you see huge prices. So that's the national scale. During the break, I want you to call me at 330-1457. Start your refinance transaction. See how if you can get certified to take part of this incredible growth. There is no bubble. I guarantee it. Anybody that wants to call me and bet me $1,000 as to whether houses are going to be more valuable or less valuable in 5 years in 2026, I'll take that bet. But the $1,000 payment goes two ways. And I want to help you with your next purchase. So call me at 330-1457. I'm going to be back after these messages to share with you specific cities' values and percent increase so you can see a large picture of real estate by region right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
On a hill when you can have one on four wheels and take it anywhere the wind might blow.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
So come on, hitch your wagon to the living room I'm dragging. If I can't bring you to my house, I'll bring my house to you.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I'm talking with you specifically today about real estate by region and putting things into perspective. I talked before the break that nationwide, our home prices are surging 25%. This is what inflation looks like. You've seen gasoline prices, you've seen lumber prices, commodities, all of that, but real estate really hits hard. It's great. If you're a homeowner, there's a lot of equity that you have right now. And if you have any unsecured debt at all, I'm serious. If you have any credit card debt, if you have any automobile, student loans, installment loans, everything, and you own a home and you're not eliminating your unsecured debt right now, you just don't understand how finances work. You could even go into a 15-year mortgage if you have more than $50,000 of unsecured debt. And I guarantee you, your total monthly outgo will be less than it was before, and you can eliminate all of your other debt, own your car outright, not have any more student loans, no credit cards, and move to a 15-year mortgage, cutting more than a decade off what you owe the bank, and your payments still could be equal or less. People just don't understand, and if you have friends, relatives, adult children, neighbors that are in that situation saturated with debt, you just say, you've got to call Jay Garvin's and the team at Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. We have the heart of a teacher. If it's not the right thing to do, we will talk people out of it. We'll explain to them why it's not intelligent. Dave Ramsey has been so cooperative and helpful to tell you that we are going to help you understand what your financial situation is, and we're not going to push you into one more mortgage transaction. In fact, I talked more people out of it than into it, because half of our industry and every industry is out there motivated to make a paycheck for themselves at your expense. And that's not Churchill, that's not me, that's not Jay Garvin's or our team. But looking back to the real estate by region, you also can take advantage of that increased equity for your next purchase. I talked about how COVID has played a part in catapulting prices up. The demand, of course, the biggest one is a cohort of millennials coming of age. It's very simple. If you have 78 or 87 million new consumers starting to come into the market and there's not the proper inventory because a single family home construction is down over the last 12 years, you're going to have increased house prices. And when people say, oh, is there a bubble like 08? You're just living naively. It's like an ostrich with your head in the sand. It's so far from the truth. Folks, the median price just hit $450,000 in Colorado Springs and over $350,000 nationwide. Colorado Springs is going to be a $500,000 median average before 2023. I used to predict it at 2025, but by 2025, we're probably going to be about $525,000. Friends, by 2031, Colorado Springs to just buy a house will be $700,000. We've still got almost 60% more increase. And we're starting with median home prices that are incredible because people are moving here from Colorado Springs. Individuals are finding creative places and creative ways to buy. And here is the reality. The reality is this, is if you look at the top 25, I'm going to do two different things. I'm going to do the top 20 areas in the nation in 2019 before COVID, but then after COVID in 2020, you'll see there's a lot of change in the values. And Colorado Springs is not one of them. See, because Colorado Springs only appreciated about 14% last year. These places appreciated as high as 17% in the list. The highest appreciating area was Midland, Texas. Then you had Baymont, Texas, Odessa, Texas, Pueblo, Colorado was on there, Las Vegas was on there, Irving, Texas was on there. In fact, there was five out of the top 25 fastest growing house values within states and cities was Texas. Yet another six in what we call the West in Colorado, Nevada, Utah, Idaho. And you see Florida coming on as well. You have West Valley City, Utah. You have Nampa, Idaho. You have Boise, Idaho. You have Irving, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Buffalo, New York. You actually had a couple. Newark, New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey, Bloomington, Indiana, Elizabeth, New Jersey, Spokane, Washington, Concord, North Carolina, Indianapolis. See, the amazing thing is other than cities like Dallas, do you notice the trend and Las Vegas? All of these other cities, friends, are about the size of Pueblo. So you have the tier or the class one cities like New York, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles. And then you have the tier two cities, Dallas, Denver, San Diego. The list goes on and on and on. But then you have kind of your class or your tier three of Colorado Springs, Indianapolis, Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon, things like that. Knoxville, Tennessee, stuff like that. But these are almost class or tier four cities that are very, very small. But here's the reality. Where Colorado Springs median price is $450,000, look at the median price of these cities. Midland, Texas, $222,000. Baymont, Texas, the median price of the home is $97,000. These are three-bedroom, two-bath houses, 1,500 square feet. Odessa, Texas, $153,000. Colorado Springs, $450,000. Odessa, $153,000. Get this. Irving, Texas, $197,000. Dallas is at $200,000. No matter what you're doing, that's going to have more increase. Pueblo, Colorado, the median was $151,000. Las Vegas, pretty high, $237,000. Nampa, Idaho, $196,000. Boise, Idaho, $259,000. Buffalo, New York, friends. You can buy a median size home in Buffalo, New York for $76,000. I just went down to Memphis, Tennessee and was looking at houses for $75,000. Paterson, New Jersey, $233,000. Newark, New Jersey, $131,000 home. Elizabeth, New Jersey, $264,000. See, these homes are differently priced than ours. Spokane, Washington, one of my favorite places, you can buy a three-bedroom, one-bath house for less than $200,000. Concord, North Carolina, $183,000. Indianapolis, not too much different from like Kansas City, you can buy a house for less than $150,000. Now, you can buy a house in Knoxville, Tennessee, actually like in Dodgeville or Sevierville, for $150,000 for a three-bedroom, two-bath house on a quarter of an acre. See, putting things into perspective is important, folks. Colorado Springs is still in one of the top six most desirable places to live. But guess what list we're not on anymore? The six most affordable places to live. But if you can get a 25% increase on a $400,000 home, that becomes a $480,000 home. If you can get a 25% increase on a home in Buffalo, New York, that house is going to go from $76,000 to $90,000. So there's a difference of $80,000 net being made as opposed to $15,000. And you get my point. Now here, before we finish this, and I'm going to go into housekeeping this next segment, because what is my point? On 2020, things shifted a lot because of COVID. I call it the red migration. See, because in 2020, the highest appreciating homes, really, I'm going to just tell you the top 10. Anderson, Indiana, Nampa, Idaho, Boise, Idaho. Again, we had two, Irvington and East Orange, New Jersey. Flint, Michigan, Youngstown, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, small place, Arvaca, I think, Arizona, and then Rock Hill, South Carolina. Again, what you're seeing now is more red states, with the exception of one or two. You're starting to see more stuff in the South. But look at this. In Rock Hill, South Carolina, in 2020, median home price, $215,000. In Arizona, the small town of Arvaca, is $121,000. Get this, Cleveland, Ohio, $75,000 median price. Youngstown, Ohio, $31,000 for a house. Flint, Michigan, $31,000 for a house. Now, East Orange and Irvington, New Jersey are at $299,000 and $238,000 respectively. Get this, Boise, Idaho, the closest one to Colorado Springs value, $378,000. And then Nampa, Indiana is on it again, $287,000. So Colorado Springs is appreciating, but there are some of these cities that are appreciating 14, 20, 30%, but the values are much less. So before I go on and go to break, I'm going to share with you my trends, where the top next wave is going to come. You're going to see Tennessee, Nashville, Knoxville, east part of the state, Texas, Dallas, and all the rural San Antonios down south, south and North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, Charlotte, Ohio. You're going to see Cleveland. You're going to see that area. You're going to see Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Utah, of course, we've talked about. But Florida is going to be the big in the Orlando area, Jacksonville, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. All of that is going to be where I'm going to focus on. Now, I am going to tell you after the break, I'm going to list the 15 cities that are growing the slowest, and more than 10 of them are less valuable in these cities than they were 2 years ago. And then I'm going to share with you how you can take advantage of all of this for yourself. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 330-1457 to start your next purchase or mortgage transaction, because I am a licensed loan originator and want to help you during the break. Back after these messages.
In Washington and Idaho and Oregon, and away we go to Tennessee and Arkansas. No, we won't stop till we've seen them all.
This is power. This is power. This is power. This is power.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am in the final power segment of the Jay Garvin Show and podcast. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jay, and I'm your friend. I'm talking just for you and just to you about real estate by region, putting things into perspective. We've talked about a national scale of what's happening here, folks, with values and how houses have increased in value. Almost 24% nationwide. I listed some of the biggest cities, but come on, folks. When you can go to Buffalo, New York and get a house for less than $80,000, or Flint, Michigan to get it for less than $40,000, or Memphis, Tennessee for less than $50,000, you're going to have larger percents of increase. Colorado Springs, the median price is $450,000, catching up quickly with Denver, ahead of Fort Collins, just lagging a little bit behind Denver and Boulder. But we have so much area for expansion. Boulder, Denver is locked in. There's no place to grow but up. Colorado Springs is still growing tremendously on the eastern portion of the city by the Banning Lewis Ranch. Can't do anything to the west, can't do anything to the south with Fort Carson, can't do anything to the north with the Air Force Academy. That's why I call anything on the west-hand side of this city lakefront property. If you can buy a property west of I-25, that's a great investment. But there are places in the country where houses are actually depreciating, my friend. Let's talk about this. First and foremost, if you go to Albany, Georgia, houses over the last 2 years actually went down 1.74%. In Stamford, Connecticut, houses decreased 1.8%. Santa Rosa, California, 1.75% decrease in value. Do you see why they're selling their million-dollar home in Santa Rosa, California, and coming here and buying a simple little house for $500,000? Because it's appreciating here, and they still got $500,000 in the bank. Tax-free, I might add. Laredo, Texas is down 4.5%. Santa Rosa, California, I told you, down 4.5%. Fremont, California. See a trend here? In California, Fremont, California, down almost 5% in actual value. San Mateo, California. This is getting boring, folks. You see why they're all moving here? Redwood, California, minus 5%. Now, here's Longview, Texas. I need to do research on that at 2.9%, but here's the record. Jackson, Mississippi, houses actually decreased in value 10%, 9.95% in the last 2 years. So we need to put things into perspective. All things are not created equal. And here's what I want to tell you about this. There's so many things that you can do. I talked about the 1031 exchange, the two-step, Tennessee two-step. Yep. See, Matt put that little tune in there for us. Yep, get you do-si-do to the two-step. My wife and I, 1031 exchanged a house from Patty Jewett that we bought together in 2012 for $172,000. We sold it in May for $345,000. She turned $50,000 into $261,000 tax-free in 8 years. We now have bought, which I'm going to talk about this in housekeeping for a minute or two, in a minute or two, to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, the redneck Coney Island, the redneck Wisconsin Dells, 18,000 people in the town, 4.5 million surge in there a year for Dollywood, for Splash World, for Ripley's Aquarium, for the Titanic Museum, for Gatlinburg, for the Smoky Mountains, everything. And now we rent that house, and that house will appreciate from $500,000 to $1 million. Because we're using trending of values, because southern and southeastern Tennessee is where Colorado was 10 years ago, where a median home price is $170,000, $160,000. You can do the same thing. My biggest takeaway with this whole entire conversation, folks, is that appreciation of home values doesn't have to come to you by luck. You can forecast, you can study, you can listen to podcasts like this, and you can predict effectively for your family to take advantage. We're helping hundreds and hundreds of family, my wife and I, create middle-class millionaires. 4 pieces of property, and you're automatically worth $2 million in this country. It's not a big deal. The big deal is spending less than you earn for the down payments. But that's a separate radio show. Now,
housekeeping.
Oh, there you go. 2 minute housekeeping here, folks.
Housekeeping.
I do want to tell you that in predicting, sometimes you can pray, have divine intervention. You can study like I do. You can read. You have to be all in and enjoy it. But some of the things that I found through the Gazette, which I really enjoy here, is Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs is now one of the highest percent of hotel occupancies at 84.4%. Guess what are the only two cities in the entire country that beat Colorado Springs for occupancy? The Florida Keys and this little town called Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And that's where Marlo and I landed. So if you think in 2012, my telling you houses were going to increase was forward thinking, I am forward thinking for you today. Another thing, an article I'm going to reference here, is now new urban style apartments are coming. And basically, friends, these are tall skinnies. They're three-story houses with a garage with a two-story house on top. It's the townhomes that I'm building in Woodland Park in this new urban-style housing. You can see this. They say it's more affordable. It's the one thing that's more affordable, and you can handle having a baby and a young family. You've just got to walk up 3 flights of stairs. Newsflash, Rancher is always going to be the most desirable house. but we have to think of creative ways to help affordable housing become the norm again. So that's all I'm going to say for housekeeping, those three articles. But in finishing up the conversation for today, talking about the Tennessee two-step, what I am going to tease here is next week's show. Next week's show is going to be real estate by region, but it's going to talk about buy now and retire later. See, the thing I'm helping folks do in the last minute here, folks, is why don't you buy a small little investment property now that's a rancher, a three-bedroom, one-bath, a two-bedroom, one-bath, tiny house that may cost you $400,000. Buy it now. Turn it into an investment property. And when you're ready to downsize and you don't want to go up the flight of stairs anymore in Rock Rimmon or in Briargate, you buy now and retire later. Have it as an investment property, and by the time that house is $600,000, you will have saved $200,000. That's worth the radio show right there, because it's just a small part of understanding real estate by region. I'm going to continue this conversation next week. Call me at 330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance transaction, or to hear more about this show, or go to churchillcolorado.com and look for Jay Garvin's and the Garvin's team at Churchill Mortgage. And like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end, is your relationships that you have around you. And if you've not found your passion and your calling, your purpose in life, pray to God right now that you would receive it, because that's what I've received with you, a radio listener, someone that I could educate, communicate with the heart of a teacher, because you bring value to me. Have a great week. Call me at 330-1457. And start the conversation. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.